Hey everyone, you are tuning in to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for America's Got Talent. Tonight we're going to be talking about the Judge Cut, so stay tuned. You don't want to miss it.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for America's Got Talent. We have a lot to talk about tonight. Judge cuts can get nasty. They were slashing and burning all of our favorite acts. So make sure you stick around and chat with us about it. I'm your host. My name is Dani Golub, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Dani Golub. We have a new face here in the house with us tonight, a new fellow AfterBuzz host. Where can they find you guys all on social?
My name is Tori Broussard. I'm so excited to be here. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tori_Broussard.
And my name is Anissa Barr. You can find me at Anissa Barr with three R's at the end. I'm very excited to be a part of this episode again. Yay! Woo.
Guys, it was harsh, but we're so excited to talk about it. I'm Liza, and you can find me on Instagram at Liza.Rubin.
Or on Liza's food Instagram, which we always have to give a shout out to, at Fat But Skinny But Fat. Y'all should check it out if you like food, which most people
which
do.
You
so,
do.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so all the acts were great tonight. Liza was even saying before we came on air that this was like her favorite episode of the show so far.
100%.
How do you guys feel about it overall?
Finally, we get to do, instead of more auditions, we're finally cutting them down.
Yeah.
It's been so long, so. Well, I feel like it's been so.
Yeah, it has. Lots of auditions. So the Judge Cuts guest host was Chris Hardwick, who hosts a bunch of stuff on NBC. He has his own show. He is an all-around really funny, smart, cool guy. So
cute.
He was someone new and fun to have on. So I'm just going to talk about them all in a random order. We'll go through at the end, like, who made it through and who didn't.
Yeah.
The first act I'm going to talk about is Eric Jones, the magician. He's the close-up magician that did the card trick. And he got his card to be underneath the buzzer. What do you guys think of him?
I feel like he did this before with his first act, right?
He did have to, like, prove himself to Simon and sort of say he was going to step up his game, which Simon said he did.
Right. But, like, he banged it. He got the hammer. He banged it on the buzzer. That's how I felt like he did it again.
Which I actually enjoyed that part. I don't know. I liked him.
I liked it. It was crazy. It was interesting. But the whole time I was thinking, does he have to pay for that? Or did they purposely know? Is he gonna break it?
Yeah.
Well, did you notice that the next buzzer that they got him was a lot louder than the original buzzer, which I thought was kind of funny.
Oh, Simon's?
Yes.
Interesting. A little production going on there.
Interesting. Well, Eric was one of the ones that made it through. And in terms of magicians, I don't know if I felt that he was the strongest out of the magic acts tonight and in the show in general to be one of the ones going through to the live show. But again, maybe, you know, we could see more from him. He definitely does cool stuff that I can't quite figure out how he does. So it is interesting and captivating. It's more close-up magic, which is not, I guess, what we have on the show so far. I think he might be one of the few close-up magicians, minus the guy who did the thing with the quarters and the roses.
Right.
Which was very cool. But, so I think it's always challenging when there's, like, a few magicians on a night.
I don't know. He was great, and obviously the trick was amazing, seeing it, you know, that up close. But I'm sorry, and I'm going to jump over to Tom London
just
to compare the two.
Him.
He was amazing. Like, to have someone have these videos, I don't know if it was green screen, I don't know how the hell he did that, but
amazing.
To be in Cairo and New York and London, I forgot, Rome, I'm sorry. That's just unbelievable.
I literally, Tori knows my new favorite word right now, I literally wrote, I am shooketh next to his name. Like, I was shook by this act. How did he do that? I've seen, like, amazing magic on this show before. Everything from, like, Blake Voigt to Collins Key to, like, big, cool stuff. I cannot wrap my mind around how Tom London did this. I do not know how he did not go on.
Right.
I'm broken over it a little bit.
Same.
And I'm begging him to come on our show and chat to us because I feel like he would be an amazing guest, could probably do cool magic for us, and deserves the spotlight.
I agree.
For Tom London.
Tom London, if you're out there, if you are watching this,
please.
We want you.
He's
on
out
our
there.
After
okay.
show.
He's watching.
Yes.
I love that his act. What was different? It was different. It was new. Something I've never seen before. Something that did caught my eye was when he showed the video of it through the cell phone, and he still had the piece of the LAX.
It was like green screen.
It was weird.
It was weird. It was messing with my eyes.
Yeah, but I was like, okay, is this AGTV's editing skills or is this legit?
Right, but we have to understand that he also does come from a technology and programming background.
Yeah, he's like a tech-savvy magician. That's sort of his
right. So that was his comes core into his play, that's his deal. Niche, and I think that it's just so cool to incorporate that into magic because it's something we don't usually see, you know?
That's exactly what he wanted. He combined his technology skills with magic, which are the two things that he said that he loved. So I loved it.
Yeah. I loved it.
I rewatched it.
I'm so sad. So sad he's not going through.
Yeah, horrible.
You know, AGT sometimes does that, like, thing where they bring back wildcard acts. And if they do, I'm praying that they bring back Tom because he was my absolute favorite this season. Like, I think that he was up there in, like, my top three.
Same.
So we were watching and Liza's like, oh, I picked my winner. You know what I mean? Like, so for him to not go through to the live shows is such a bummer because I feel like he could have done really cool stuff live.
Yeah.
Right. Acts like that have, like, so many different layers are able to do things live, like, with Twitter and with things like that are so cool. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's what Collins Key did. He would, like, have people tweet things and he would, like, predict what they were going to say. It was crazy.
Right.
So I feel like Tom definitely could have, like, played around with that a bit, too, and I feel like we're missing out on him now.
But I also feel like that's kind of why the show was so satisfying this round, is because they're getting serious, and they kind of do the whole Game of Thrones factor, where they're not afraid to just kill off the main characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's exciting, and I like it. It's tough, but I like
it. It's tough love. The next act we'll chat about is Sarah Carson and Hero, her dog. They are so cool. She's living my dream life. Like, she lives in her car with her dog, and, like, that is her calling. I was watching that, and I was sitting at my desk at work. I was like, okay, so I'm going to get in the car with my dog tonight, and that's just going to be it. And, like, we're going to... I can't even get my dog to sit, much less, like, flip over me and do tricks. This girl is amazing. Dogs have won AGT before, like, a whole pack of dogs basically doing what she does. But her dog is so well-trained. And they are so adorable together. Like, what a cute little guy. What do you think?
They are. I loved it. But I think what I actually loved more was just her whole story behind it. Like, her family definitely didn't want her to do that. She actually hasn't talked to them in years. And, I mean, I don't know. I was just touched to the point where, like, I want her to win.
Right. People are fulfilling their dreams.
Right. But I think... And, Tor, we can get your perspective on this. I think a common subject on this panel is whether it's the sob story that gets us or is it the actual true talent. So what are your thoughts based on, you know, is it just the sob story that's kind of pulling you through, or did you actually think that they did have talent and deserve to go through?
I'm a sucker for stories, so I'm going to say... her story definitely did, you know, tug me a little hard, but they do have talent. I mean... She did a phenomenal job. Hero listened. I mean, I wanted to be Sarah. Or maybe I wanted to be Hero. I don't really know. But no, they definitely have talent. But I'm not going to lie. It's her story.
We sometimes think that, like, maybe we wish the story would almost come after you get to see the act.
Yeah.
Because then maybe it would be, like, a little bit less biased. But regardless, what they do is unbelievable. It really is. Like, we have... A lot of animal acts. We have Joke Ju the chicken.
Oh, he's my favorite. I'm still waiting for him. He was my
still
favorite.
Still coming. So I'm excited to see a dog go through. Like, the more dogs you can have on television, like dogs, babies, that stuff sells. I get it. Right. So, excited to see her. She was very cool. Uh-huh. The next act is the Masqueraders, the singing group. And you could just, like, tell that they have been doing this together for ages. And they got a standing ovation from the judges. Very well deserved. They just seemed, like, so in sync with each other and in tune and, like, in their space and in their passion and calling. What do you think?
They were good. They were in sync. They weren't... I wasn't too excited. But I'm excited to see what else they have to offer. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
I liked it. I thought for 72, 73, 74, they sound really, really good. And I think you have to take that into consideration. They're not only talented, but they're older. It's something that they've been pursuing for over 50 years. Like, could you say, like, that you would be pursuing music for over 50 years? Like,
no, at a certain point, I feel like I would give
right,
up.
Right, exactly.
Power to them.
Exactly. Probably another story.
Yeah. This is something cool because they're also bringing back... music from their time that we don't necessarily listen to today, and not a lot of kids these days listen to that type of genre. So when they're bringing back music like that, it's like, whoa, like there was a different time period, there are different souls and different music, and I just feel like it just brings back to their time, and it's different, and I like it.
I was kind of reminded of, I believe his name is Mike Young, the Subway singer.
Yes, that was last week.
Yeah, he was last week, and he had expressed that he was in the subway for 30 years. Yeah. So that kind of talent, once power you stumble upon them. It's amazing. And, you know, power to them, like you said, that they have the passion to keep going.
They were great. Next up were two comedians. We had Eric Jennifer, who was Make Some Noise. I honestly, not to be rude, but, like, he could not get off the stage fast enough for me. Like, I was not having that act, and I'm sorry if I'm being savage right now, but, like, I could not stand it.
No, like, he's savage. We like savage.
He was not good. I was not laughing, and, like, so Heidi and Simon both X'd him, and I was, like, hitting my own personal X. I was like, get this guy out of here. Also, they did something weird where, like, I hadn't seen him before, this week. We didn't get to see his audition, and they kept referencing, like, oh, back in his audition, but, like, what audition? Yeah. I've watched every episode, and I didn't see him, so confusing for me as a viewer. I don't really like when they do that, when they bring someone on to the next round that we didn't even see their first round. Like, why not just get rid of someone that didn't make it through then and show me that, because there's no, like, there's a hole there. I need some, like, linear structure to my television viewing habits.
Yeah.
So aside from the fact that I didn't know who he was and felt like I should, and I felt like I was outside of an inside joke with the judges.
Yeah, Howie loved him. I don't know. Howie's humor is a little bit... I'm skeptical of his humor.
Fair.
I don't know.
Do you guys have... you might not have had as strong of negative feelings about him as I did. I just, like, was not having it.
No, I agree, because I feel the same way how you felt. Like, when you bring somebody on stage, I want to see them where they started from the show. I don't want to see where this person pops out and I'm just like, okay, who the heck is this person? How did they get to the next round? What kind of jokes? What if his jokes were funny before then?
Yeah, well, Howie seemed to like him.
Yeah.
Like, maybe
we
missed something.
Maybe we did.
Yeah.
But
make
Howie
some
likes
noise.
Howie likes a lot of comedians.
Yeah, but okay, to be fair, we did remember him. He did have a gimmick that makes some noise.
Yeah, he's like, I made a dating profile and it says, like, hey there, ladies, make some noise.
Make some noise. Okay. But you remember it. He's memorable.
Yeah, I guess, but, like, that's it. Like,
it wasn't funny. He was memorable.
I didn't laugh. I clicked next on him.
Yeah,
I swiped left on him.
That's for sure.
Gave him a buzzer.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. If I ever came across him on a dating app, I would swipe left and then go like this.
Hit the X.
Yeah, definitely. And then... This is going to take me a moment to get through, because the next comedian went home. Both of them went home.
Yeah.
Harrison Greenbaum, who is, like, my favorite comedian I've seen thus far this season on the show.
Right.
First of all, it was too short. Like, where was his whole act? Yeah. I feel like I spent 10 minutes watching the Masqueraders sing, which were great, but, like, why did I get 14 seconds of this comedian?
Right.
And it was funny. It wasn't, like, the longest bit, but I still got a laugh out of me. And he was hilarious last week. And, like, I need to see a full set of his. I don't know why they didn't send a comedian through.
It's crazy that some acts have a full song. And what's a song? A minute and 30 seconds to 2 minutes?
90 seconds, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. His sounded like it was maybe 30 seconds at the most.
I mean, we'll talk about it later, but I spent 10 minutes watching this guy's wife cry about her about him nearly dying in a sand pool, but I didn't get to see more of my comedian that I love. Yeah. Like, what is this?
No, okay, to be fair, I kind of did agree with Heidi. I was a little bored from this act opposed to last time. It was so funny.
Exactly.
But his personality really did carry him, because I know he has it in him, and maybe this
we're
wasn't
just not getting to see
the
enough.
Funniest, but he's charismatic. He has the personality for it. He's so funny. I think he's hilarious.
Love him.
And it takes a lot to make me laugh, especially with these comedians.
Harrison, please come on with us here, too.
Right.
Harrison, if you're watching.
Harrison, hi.
We love you.
Do you think he was just nervous?
Maybe. Maybe he, like, really likes Chris Hardwick and, like, didn't want to embarrass himself in front of him.
Maybe. Maybe.
I'd be nervous. I'd be literally, like, barfing off the side of the stage. Like,
yeah. I don't know. Maybe he just... I don't know the timing between, but maybe he just didn't have enough time to get an act together. What he was saying was funny. I just wasn't as captivated as I was with his previous performance. I thought it was so funny. It was so original.
Yeah.
And this one just kind of... It was a little random. It was about lightning, the seventh stage.
It's easier to get 90 seconds of, like, amazingness into a song or, like, a dance or, like, a magic trick. But, like, with comedy, comedy's something that, like, builds and grows over time. Like, every comedy special you watch, any show you go to, like... You spend an hour watching a comedy special or, like, a stand-up bit, or you go to a comedy show. Like, you don't just watch comedy for 90 seconds. And the people that do, it's very edited, and you get to see the best bits of it.
Right.
So it's challenging to get up there on stage and have to spit out your best content, because it builds, you know?
Yeah.
So I empathize with them, and sad that they're going home, because they were fun. But anyway, next up was Dancing Pumpkin Man, which, like, apparently is a viral sensation. Another one that we didn't see his audition.
Yes, we did.
Oh, we did? We did. Maybe I missed that one. This is Liza's like potential future husband because she loves Halloween, so I'll let her take it away.
Okay, I'm a little biased because I have a Halloween obsession. And that includes jack-o'-lanterns. But we did see his audition because Mel got on the stage.
Oh, you're right.
And wouldn't let them... She wouldn't let him leave the stage until Simon said yes.
True.
And that's how he ended up going to the second round. And I honestly thought, I was like, you know what? How is he going to top his first performance? I'm sorry. He got up there. He ripped off his black suit.
In this, like, gorgeous purple, like, sequined. Like,
embellished. And honestly, I mean, like, purple and orange and black. I mean, those are my three favorite colors because of Halloween. But he was so great and so funny. And to me, it's a little bit comedic. I mean, I think Heidi made a comment being like, it didn't really do anything for me the second time around. He was like, that's valid. And I was like, I think he's just great. He's poking fun at himself. 15 million views. I mean, come on. I love me some pumpkin heads.
I have to watch that video, but I thought it was hilarious. Something new, something fresh. And this kind of, like, the song that he picked brought me back of the movie The Night at the Roxbury. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't seen The Night at the Roxbury, you obviously haven't lived in the 90s. But... That song is so classical. He just had fun with it, and it's something different. And I'm glad that we don't get to see his face.
Yeah,
it's kind of like the Gorillaz or what's that one band?
Daft Punk.
Yeah,
it's funny because last season there was a guy called Tape Face. And he didn't speak.
TikTok, yeah.
He didn't speak at all. That was, like, part of his shtick. And, like, even when he was off camera doing interviews, he wouldn't talk. And so this is kind of similar to that in the sense that, like, you won't see what he looks like. And it's funny because Chris Hardwick, I think, knows him. Yeah. Because when he went up there, he's like, I know who that is. Like, he knew that guy.
From social media.
Yeah. And, like, he might... Someone like Chris, who's very involved in that kind of stuff, like, may actually know who it is. But Chris was, like, literally... broken when Simon X'd him. He was like, no, like, you have... What are you doing? Like, this is, like... what the youths of America love these days. And so it is very funny. He's like, well, I think you found your winner.
I think so too. Yeah. So Mr. Pumpkinhead, if you're watching, we want you on this show.
And you can wear your pumpkin head. You know what? We'll take anyone we can get. You know, we'll have you all here at once on this couch. We'll make appetizers. It'll be a good time. Dancing Pumpkinhead didn't make it through. So maybe he has more time on his hands and he can come hang out with us. Long live. Anyway, next up, Yosin Chi, who I don't want to mess up his name, I apologize. He is an acrobat with the daggers. Dangerous. Tori, who does gymnastics, can do amazing handstands. She does them, walks around all the time. Is this, like, really hard, or what do you think? Does it just look cooler to me, because I can't do that?
It definitely does look cool, but being a person who knows how to do press handstands is really not that impressive. It does take time. Cool. However, he did do it on glass and then jump down to wood.
Knives and...
I can't do any of that, nor would I want to do any of that. Right. But his act seemed just really basic to me. I mean, it wasn't anything special. Handstands. Like I said, I walk on my hands all the time at home. So
and at work.
I think
and at work.
It's really interesting because we kind of sit there and we see so many amazing acts and stunts. So we get a little bit spoiled with what we do see.
Like, yeah, I think we get jaded. Like, oh, you know, pish posh. He's just doing a handstand over knives.
Yeah, exactly.
Same.
Exactly. Meanwhile, I can't even touch my toes when I, like, sit down. So it's just funny to see. It's the best of the best, and that's what AGT is, and that's why it's so exciting because you have all these acts that come on, and you just want to be wowed. You know,
really up now. If he had, like, a knife in between his feet and was doing tricks, then it would be a completely different story.
Right. I mean, like, even last week's, like, Rolo Bolo situation was, like, cooler to me than this, and I feel like they're, like, sort of the same genre of, like, one dude alone doing something dangerous on stage, high up on something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because it's, like, that kind of act overall for me still doesn't get, like, a Vegas show on its own. It needs supplemental acts. Yeah,
it could be a part of
it. It could be a part of something, exactly. Right. It's more of, like, a circusy type of thing. And so... I think it was cool, not, like, super heartbroken that he's not going through, but, like, I hope, wish him the best and hope that he doesn't hurt himself because he broke 3 ribs last time he tried that act.
So. And a hand.
Yeah, like, don't try that at home.
I think he's done. I think he's good.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I would rather work at, like, a restaurant and, like, do that than, like, injure myself every day trying to pursue my dream. Like, if my dream was that dangerous, I would rethink it. Like, I hope my dream is something more, like, safe.
Yeah, on the ground.
Yeah, like, on somewhere where I can, like, touch the floor. Anyway, moving on to Darcy Callis. He is our amazing pianist, singer. I think he's Australian, maybe British. I'm pretty sure they said Australian.
Either one works.
Either one will do. He sang Somebody to Love, and I feel like both times we saw him, because we did see him in the auditions, yeah. like, he didn't get the package. He didn't get the, like, full shiny lights. Like, I wanted to see more from him. This guy is amazing. He reminded me of, like, a Troye Sivan type. Mm-hmm. You mentioned someone, James Bay.
James Bay mixed with a little Jared yeah. James.
I mean, Queen, like, Freddie Mercury is not an easy cover. Mm-hmm. He yeah. is, like, a feat. That's, like, covering someone like Adele or, like, Aretha Franklin. Right. Like, Freddie Mercury is, like, up there in some of my favorites. So the fact that he was able to, like, hit those notes and do that was really impressive.
Yeah. I like the kid. I feel like he nailed the song, and the passion you got from him by just the vocals, absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I want to listen yeah. on Spotify at work.
So. Yeah, I was, like, emotionally connected to this performance. It yeah. really was, because that's such an emotional, like, beautiful, touching song. And then to, like, see him, like, really feeling it, I felt like I was there with him. You know, like, when emotions in music can transcend through a TV screen, that says a lot, because it's, like, that kind of stuff is more of an in-person experience. So to be able to feel that, mm-hmm. I was feeling you, Darcy.
Yeah. I think also covers are a little bit hard, because you're either really blown away or you're just like, oh, I like the original. So, It was really good. It yeah. was a good cover.
But do you think we see too much of that? Like, he was really good. Mm-hmm. Like, I really like him. But I think he honestly probably would have had more success on a show like The Voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to be honest, you're right. Maybe he should go on The Voice. He didn't make it that far. Maybe they were saving him for The Voice. see you in September.
To be continued.
Yeah, Voice season 13. See you soon. Anyway, Carlos de Antonio. On something. He is an opera singer, and wow, is he good.
Yeah.
Like, he is really good. Yeah. Like, I was, like, not expecting that from him. I, like, haven't thought about him in a while, and then I just see him get up there and do that, and I'm always, like, so impressed by people that can do that. That's, like, a separate set of skills. That's not just having a good voice. That's, like, being a wizard of the vocal cords. Mm-hmm.
I was not that impressed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I don't know if it's because I don't know opera.
Yeah, like, it's not, like, my type of music, and I'm always just, like,
yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. I don't know. I think I expected his voice to be just maybe a little bit more powerful than what it was. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just was not taken back by it. I was like, yeah.
Fair. Like average. Fair. Average yeah. opera.
But his yeah. also his personality was yeah. just so yeah. lovable, too.
Yeah. I like, want to hug him.
Yeah. And not that opera is my favorite, but.
Oh, really? It's my favorite. I like listen to opera all the time alone. No.
It's like whatever you're into. I don't know. It really just goes to show how much personality and good vibes yeah. and I don't know. It really goes to show how much that makes an impact.
I'm so. Surprised he's not even, like, no one seen him yet and says, hey, you need to be in opera actually performing, doing this type of
maybe,
music.
Maybe this they is do his now. Dream. Yeah, like, this is his chance.
Like, I understand.
Grab Carlos.
But he deserves to be on an opera stage, not AGT.
True. There was, like, an opera chick last season, Little Lady. Gosh, what was her name? She was, like, 10 or something, and she was an opera singer.
Oh, I remember.
And she, you know what? I have a bone to pick with her, because she already won, like, I don't know, Yugoslavia's Got Talent or something, and then comes yeah. and, like, comes on ours, like, oh, look at me, I don't have any fame. Then I Google her, and she's, like, already famous. So.
What is wrong? Do people not think Google exists?
Yeah.
They don't think we're going
to find you. I can find you. Anyway, she was super good. Opera, like, yeah. I was like, oh, wow, she's amazing. Yeah, again, opera's, like, not super my genre, but, like, I could appreciate mm-hmm. someone who could do that because I can't even, like, hum on tune, so.
I can't even sing.
Yeah.
Can't even
yeah. Singing
sometimes.
Is, a, like, I think, yeah, just it's out of my space. Next up was Canyon, the projection dancer. What happened? Like, yeah. Can we, like, debrief this one really quickly? Because, like, the judges all look confused, and, like, I was confused. Like, what happened?
I was so confused. I felt like this was more of a talent show for a high school. I was like, dude, what happened to your mojo?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what?
What exactly was his talent?
Well, like, it wasn't like that last time.
Yeah.
Like, I think when we last spoke about him, I said he sort of was, like, pulling the Kenichi Ibina vibes, and Kenichi's won the show, and he's, like, a dancer who does, like, the projection and, like, mm-hmm. cool stuff. But, like, what the heck was this? Like, I was very confused, and, like, he left me not even, like, wanting more, but, like, wanting to know what just happened.
Yeah, he wasn't even moving
yeah.
at some points.
I was gonna say, did he just stop in the middle?
Because yeah, I think what I'm saying, did something happen? Like, is he okay? Yeah. Did he injure his leg?
I think he might have messed up, and maybe. That just kind of mm-hmm. threw him off. I mean, I didn't Fair. See any mess yeah. up on my end. I don't know what his choreography yeah. was. But I think Howie at the end was kind of saying, I think just the whole pressure and the nerves got to him. And I think,
yeah.
I think you know, it's unfortunate, but you got to step your game up.
Yeah, because you do.
You don't have time for mistakes.
No, and which is fair. Like I said, like, if I had to get up there and stand in front of those five judges and, like, the giant audience and do something, like, I'd be in the wings ill. So, like, I totally get it, but if you're going to get out there and do it, like, give it your all. Just try, and I don't feel like we saw a full effort from him, so sorry, but he didn't make it through. So.
Yeah.
But, like, also maybe come back next year if you figure it out. Next up was Just Jerk Dance Crew. They were cool. Yeah. Like, their karate infusion mm-hmm. moves were giving me, like, amazing Jackie Chan mixed with, like, America's Best Dance Crew vibes. Yeah. Like, somewhere between Jackie Chan and Jabberwockies, and I love them. And they were, this was the group that was, like, this is, like, their last time to perform together because they're all going to, like, the army or yeah. something. They are so cool, so in sync, and that is so difficult to do.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, just the floor work, and they're all, like you're saying, so in sync, and their movements are just, like, so tight and precise, and I just imagine what it takes during practice to kind of get everything yeah. down.
Right.
Because it's just so intricate, and the moves are just so, like, they're so minute, but they have a large impact, and they're just so fun to watch, and it's really visually stimulating.
It is. But I would have liked to see them incorporate a few more tricks. Like, yeah. they were, like you said, mm-hmm. they were very clean, they were very sharp, precise. They were good performers, mm-hmm. but I was a little bored.
Just a little. Sometimes yeah. I wonder, like, are they saving things up their sleeve because, yeah. like, they don't want to give it all away? There has to be some sort of strategy with that as well, because it's like, every week you have to keep bringing something more, and, like, at what point do you put it all out on the line, or, like, do you save a trick? Like, I'm sure with the magicians and, like, with the singers, it's like, do I pick this song? Do I pick this trick? Like, this is my best one. Do I do it now? What if I make it through and then I don't have anything better?
Yeah.
You know,
These kids are great, and what they said in the beginning is that we have to go to the military. Like, it's recommended in their country. Mm-hmm. And these guys, like you said, they remind me of Jackie Chan, but they kind of remind me of baby little Bruce Lee's. Like,
totally.
Like, just the spins and how they hit point after point. And the end of their, like, 22nd of the end blew my mind.
Yeah. And I love that. I mean, you see dance crews all the time or dance teams all the time. And I think what really set the Jabberwockies apart was that they had something a little different. They had the masks, and yeah. you know, they were really original with that. And I love how, you know, Just Jerk kind of brings their heritage into right. it.
Love it, yeah.
The moves, and it's something
and
different.
And this is something, it is different. And the thing with AGTV, you have to be different mm-hmm. so they could notice you.
Right.
This is, yeah, entertainment, but if you want to be stand out, if you want to be the judges to see you stand out mm-hmm. before yeah. anybody else, wear a mask. Wear
if they were just wearing like normal clothes, then yeah, it wouldn't be as good.
Yeah,
totally.
It wouldn't be as
agreed.
Good.
Agreed.
So,
next up, while we're talking about amazing dance moves, we had the singing Trump. He did like a Backstreet Boys 90s boy band like remix.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a different opinion on this than you guys. I think I absolutely hated this.
Oh, I love
it. Absolutely hated this. I literally wrote, "What the heck is this?" Like, I did not like it. I do not understand why he went through. I didn't think it was funny or good, but I know that they made it through, and I know everyone else loved them. So take it away, because that's just my opinion. I like didn't get it. It was
no,
a miss for
I
me.
Agree. I think
it was a miss for me.
It was to me. I thought it was really ridiculous. I'm like, how can you let this guy pass?
But then, like, Tom London.
Like, what the
that
heck?
Is my thought. I was like, Tom God. Is talent. This, I could do this.
Right.
Like, I could get up there and dress up like a celebrity and dance around right. like a fool. Like, that is not talent. And I get that it's sort of comedy, but we had two comedians go home.
Uh-huh.
We had Tom London, probably the best musician I've ever seen, go home.
Right.
To have this go through feels unfair and makes me feel like the show is, like, not picking the best
And talent. The thing is, what is the point of his act? Like, how far is he going to go? Like, is this a Vegas
yeah.
show? No.
Poo-poo. Okay,
this is
your turn. Your guys' turn.
Hollywood
because,
Boulevard.
Because we could talk about this for hours because I'm not having it, but let's hear what you have to say. Because I'd like to hear the other side. This is why we do this. Everyone has a different opinion. Everyone's opinions are welcome here. I don't mean to be shaming anyone. So go ahead. The platform is yours.
We have some haters.
Some haters. Big time haters.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, I think that is a Vegas show, to be honest. I mean,
I'm really going to bite my tongue right now to not say anything.
Songs aside, he could just be a Trump impersonator, and I'm there for it. You know what I mean? Like,
sorry, can I say something? We have Alec Baldwin for that. Like, we don't need him.
Like, turn on SNL. He's not going to go to Vegas.
Turn on your TV. He's in your house on SNL. Or go on YouTube. Or go on Hollywood Boulevard and you can find someone that looks just like this guy.
Okay. I thought he was so funny. I really appreciate when people get into character like Mr. Pumpkinhead.
Fair.
And he like really dedicated himself. Is his talent... Actually, kind of, because he was a really good singer, and I was really surprised.
Yeah, like, that was, like, low-key. That was, like, low-key, yeah. High-key this guy could sing. Yeah, but, like, that was
he's
kind
a
of, like,
performer. But, okay, I love me some Tom London.
Same.
But at the end of Tom London's performance, Simon was like, you're a great magician, but you need to learn how to be a better performer. And
exactly.
I think that's what got
that's
him.
What I was thinking.
And that's why so many people love singing Trump. Not real Trump, singing Trump. Because he 100% dedicated himself to his character. I think we were all sitting there being like, how is he really going to reprise this role and make us think something different? He brought his...
he committed.
Security team.
He did yes. commit.
He brought his security team.
Secret Service was there. They
yeah, exactly. Secret Service, thank you. And he sang. I loved it.
It was a really good act. I mean, I agree exactly like what you said.
Like, were we watching the same thing? That's
okay,
my question.
Also,
clearly, we were not watching the same
also,
thing.
Also, he sat backstage. And I'm pretty sure AGT just hired him as a backstage host because yeah. he was literally interviewing everyone.
He was. So how
having
are you feeling about that other guy's act?
Yeah, literally.
Him and John
like,
London.
Literally, he would sneak up. So how are you feeling? Seriously, but like, he was so funny to watch and it made it so entertaining.
And he did commit to his character. I will give that to him. Like, all the power to him. He committed to this character. Yeah. Like, good for you, fake Trump. We'll see you next time. I really can't imagine him going much farther than the next round because, like, there is so much really pure, amazing, God-given talent. So, like, for something like this to make it even farther would, like, make me not love the show as much as I do because it's, like, this isn't what I think is, like, a real talent that deserves, like, the fame and the fortune of winning this show, right. You know? So, yeah. I don't know. Moving on from him because I could, like, blab about it for hours, which is unnecessary. The next act... I have a lot of questions. His name is Damien Adita. He's the escape artist. Okay. So where do I begin? Yeah, like, there's a lot to talk about here. And I think we have to start with his wife, because she is full-on shooketh to the core that her freaking husband is about to go underground and die. She's crying like you've never seen before. She cried last time. Like, no, this girl was in full-on hysterics today. Tyra was, like, cradling her like a baby. We see her, like, throwing her body at the sand at one point. Was this real or was this fake? Like, I felt like I was watching a bad acting performance. Like, I just don't know. What do you guys think? Because we could talk about the act in a second, but I feel like I need to talk about her performance before I can talk about his because I was distracted by her hysterically sobbing.
Yeah, well, in the beginning, you watched it before I did.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, I was like, oh, like, she's so sad. And then... I was like, I don't know, like, is this true? And you were just like, just wait.
I was like, yeah.
And I was waiting for it.
I
was like, we'll see. And then she was flailing, screaming bloody murder. And I'm just like, is she a paid actress? Like, did she just, like, I don't, did she post her resume on, like, entertainmentcareers.com?
Yeah, like, went to a casting call. Like, maybe she auditioned, like, for a different thing. And they're like, oh, can you act? Like, sure, like, let's have you be this guy's wife. I don't know. I don't want to think that because I love reality TV and like to believe that everything I see on TV is real. But, like, what was this? And, like, are they actually married? Like, I think I'm going to go on his Instagram right now and, like, see if they're actually married. Be right back.
Married to someone else.
What are your thoughts on this? Because I need to find out. I need justice for Damien. And,
justice for Damien.
I thought this was the absolute ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Why? Yeah. Because she literally threw herself on the floor.
It was bizarre.
It was, like, she made sure she got dirty. On her pants, because... And then Simon's like, wait, get him out, get him out.
Justice has been served.
Oh, I cannot wait. I love that.
Her name is Sarah, and she is a TV personality, psychic medium. Like, she's got 175,000 followers, is verified. Sarah, show yourself, because... I don't know. The last time they posted together was, like, over a month ago. She seems to be, like, some sort of, like, famous person already. She's,
wait.
On Family Feud.
If she's a psychic
wow.
medium, then wouldn't she not have been scared?
She should have been scared because she could talk to her husband all the time.
She would have known that he was going to be okay.
They don't have any pictures together. Okay. Well, I have questions.
We're skeptical.
I'm Sarah. Skeptical.
If
I'm
that's
skeptical.
Really your name.
Sarah...
Wait. Find him.
She's like a singer, songwriter, TV personality, ghost hunter, psychic ghost medium. Hunter. She has like a whole freaking bio.
I like her.
Yeah, I like her too, but like I have questions, you know? And I should have looked this up before. I apologize for not doing more research. I'm looking at his right now. He has like a really long phone number, obviously from another country. Like there's no pictures of them together. Like someone pull up his Instagram if you're watching this because the only picture they have together is like because they're doing an act together in Indonesia.
So maybe that is the act.
Maybe the act is like her crying. I don't know. Because she's really good at it.
The act is her crying.
She needs acting lessons.
Wait, clearly. Have we even seen them kiss?
No, I don't think so. Oh, she is an actress. She's in a trailer for a movie. Here she is covered in bullets.
In bullets? You mean blood?
Yeah, it's really fake.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys can see this. But you guys should just do some digging of your own because I have questions. And I think I deserve answers.
You pulled out the receipts, girl.
Wow. I feel like I'm on a Real Housewives reunion right now, and like I'm pulling out like my things out behind my back, like they do with like the text messaging conversation.
Oh, really? Well,
the shade. Let me show you. Yeah, so hard I just spilled the tea. Sorry, Damien.
Sips tea.
But anyway, let's talk about his act because it was badass and it was very cool, and he deserves recognition for that. Aside, you don't think it was cool?
Okay. No.
Okay, I mean, he got out of the sand. Like, I don't know how he did it. I don't believe that this show cuts the camera to let people do things and get out of places. Like, that's not how this show functions. And the way that the judges always say is, like, we're not in on this. And so even though it did seem like Tyra and Simon and whatever were, like, sort of acting at that moment, I don't know if their, like, fear was genuine because I'm sure they knew he was going to be okay. But I don't think they knew, like, where he was going to land up. You know, I think, I do agree. I think his first act was better.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I had more fun watching his first one. But what did you guys think? You obviously didn't like this one. What do you think?
Heck no. Okay, I knew for a fact when they brought the TV, oh, that's going to cut off. The minute that...
You did say that.
I told her.
Oh, I wouldn't have called that.
I told her. I was like, that's going to cut off. By the way, Chris Angel, hello. Chris Angel did the same thing, but he wasn't in a box. He was actually buried.
In just the sand.
So, the way this guy's doing it, it's total acting, but at the same time, a lot of editing.
You think?
Yeah. Mm. A lot of editing. And I don't
think...
That's
like me finding out that Santa isn't real or something. It's, like, really sad.
Sorry. I crush people's
Santa's
dreams.
Santa's not real.
What?
But I don't think this was an original act. I want to see something different. If he's an escape artist, show me... I want to see something different and more extreme than just being buried alive. Anybody, I've seen buried alive stuff.
It's like what she watches regularly.
His act left me with a lot of questions. And all I have to say is, if your act leaves me with a lot of questions, is it really talent?
That's a good point.
He's an escape artist. Like, is he a magician? I don't know. Like, is this like a mentalism thing? Like, are we just not seeing something? I'd like to see him do something where there's not a single camera cut and we could just watch the whole thing.
Right.
I think that, like, he went outside for this and, like, did something sort of different. Let's bring this back inside next time. Yeah. And see what you can do.
I think there was a lot of moving parts to this.
Yeah.
The wife crying. The camera shut off.
I was distracted.
I'm going
outside. Right.
I think I was way distracted. Yeah. It wasn't clean and, like...
It's actually true. Like, the wife throwing herself at the pit may have been a decoy for us to, like, look at her sobbing.
Yeah.
This actress.
Well, it works because I love
regardless,
it.
Regardless of if they're married or not, she is an actress. So there's that. Like, you could be married to her, but she still knows what she's doing.
And it's funny because you actually pointed that out way in the beginning before you even looked this all up.
You're I was like, come on. Like, that was just...
You're like, just wait. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Because I watched that at first. Like you did. I had empathy for her. I was like, this poor woman is about to watch her love of her life get smashed by sand. Like, I'd be crying too.
Right.
But, like...
Obviously, that's not the love of her life.
Yeah. That's what happened to my boyfriend. That's why.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, both of our boyfriends are buried in the sand somewhere. Like, we're so sad about it. I'm going to start throwing myself at men crying about them going under sand. That's my new life skill. Anyway, I learned that from my friend Sarah, who I now follow on Instagram with her 175,000 followers. I'd like for her to come and join us and share.
I'm gonna do, like, a ghost reading with her.
Yeah, I feel like she's, like, pretty cool and, like, is a psychic medium. And, like, I'm not trying to, like, shame her.
No.
But, like, I just want to know the truth. You know?
Yeah.
We need
answers, Sarah.
We need answers. I feel like I need, like, a gavel for this one. Like, justice in the court. Anyway.
You need a buzzer.
Yeah, I need, like, a buzzer. That's a good one. That's more on brand for the show. Anyway, next up, last but very not least, Angelica Hale, our 9-year-old singer. She sang This Girl Is on Fire, which we opened with. Like, whoa, she is good. This girl has pipes, and she is so young and so freaking cute. I want to take her and, like, put her in my pocket and carry her around. What a talent. And, like, for someone without proper, like, musical vocal training at that age, and even if she's had a little bit, she's only 9, she was spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the voice needs to involve children in this country because, like, we said that the La Voz Kids is, like, I think in Mexico, but
they're in Poland, they're...
Yeah, we don't have that.
They're everywhere in the country except for America.
Yeah, we need that because that is, like, pure proof. And I know we'll all get into it, but, like, another singer golden buzzer. Like, as much as she deserves it, like, let's put these kids on The Voice. If we really think that they're that good, which they are, and they are very deserving of golden buzzers, like, where was, you know, Just Jerk's golden buzzer? Mm-hmm. They were amazing. And, like, they were a dance group. That's something sort of different. Or, like, to be honest, where was Tom London's? Where was Sarah and the Dog? Like, the golden buzzers this season have gone to pretty much, no, 100% all singers, except for the one that the Tyra dancing. Gave to the Electric mm-hmm. Dance Group. Uh-huh. And they're all, like, these young singers, which, like, amazing. Good for them. And I know that's, like, when it's going to get views on, you know, YouTube and pull a lot of traction and chatter on the internet. But, like, that's not... I watched The Voice to see that. For this show, I want to see variety. I want to see things that are different. Mm-hmm. Which leads me to believe that they're, like, genuinely not planned. Because I think if the producers had a say, they would not want them all choosing singers. Yeah,
they'd mix it up a little
they
bit.
They would want them to mix it up. Right. But, like, this is obviously the judges pick their favorite.
Yeah. I agree. I mean... I think I was telling you this before the show. I was like, okay, another singer, we get it. Yeah, but I think Angelica was not one of the most deserving. Obviously, they have such great talents that are singers. But I'm sorry, to sing and reprise This Girl Was on Fire, it's not an easy thing to do. Alicia Keys has, you know, such an amazing voice that, you know, Simon even said, I was, like, kind of nervous for you in the beginning, but you killed it. Yeah. So... I think she was amazing. I really do think she deserved the golden buzzer, but it's just like, I'm not even excited for golden buzzers anymore because they've all got singers.
Is next week going to be Celine Tam? Probably.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, am I, like, being a psychic medium now? Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Maybe you know something we don't.
That's so Raven. Or,
but not even, that's so Danny.
I don't know
but,
why I'm even allowed on this show right now. I'm being so savage.
No, I love Savage. That's why we love Simon. But it's like, at least give some variety to the singers then. Pick an older singer. They've all been kind of younger kids and... I don't know. I think
one that you liked from the subway.
Mike Young.
Yeah. Where's Mike Young's buzzer?
Uh-huh. He's been waiting 30 years, Simon.
Angela hasn't even been, like, in a subway. Walking for as long. Yeah, she's never even been to a subway. She's never even walked as long as this guy can, like, been singing and doing his thing.
Yeah.
Shame.
Yeah.
Okay, what are your thoughts? Not to take away from Angelica, because she's amazing. Like, I don't want this to, like, belittle her mm-hmm. at all, because she is, like, top-notch quality singer.
Right. But the thing is... Yes, they do get the golden buzzer. This girl gets the golden buzzer. But at the end of the day, it's not guaranteed she's going to win this thing.
No,
that's true.
So that's something kind of cool that we do get to see singers getting the golden buzzer. But at the same time, these golden buzzer people have more competition.
They do. They're all competing against each other.
And that's the thing. When you get the golden buzzer and you're going to the live event, you don't have these rounds to go and other people to competition with. When you get to the live round, there's your competition.
I think the lives are next. You know what I mean? Though. Because I think it's like we have all these judge cuts, and then I think it goes straight to live. So this doesn't really get you anywhere. It just gets you through this sort of...
Right.
You don't have to go out there and stand and see if you're one of the people that gets cut.
And I feel like it's going to take them, these singers, more pressure on figuring out what song should I choose, what type of thing, because I'm now at the live event... My competition is now. Mm-hmm. I skipped everything else.
Yeah.
My thought on this, though, is, like, I think the reason why I'm struggling with all the golden buzzers being young singers is because Grace Vanderwaal won last singer. A 12-year-old girl, amazing talent, singer, won. So, like, I think maybe with Simon coming on, like, that's now who's more attracted to coming on the show because he has had such success with singers. So, like, maybe it's just because it's his first two seasons and, like, we don't really have a proper X factor here. And, like, American Idol went... even though it's coming back. And The Voice is, like, it's sort of a different brand. And so, like, maybe all these singers are now, like, swarming to AGT because of Simon.
Yeah.
Saw what he did with Grace. He made her... Grace has, like, a 1.5 million Instagram followers. He made her into a huge star.
And Simon Cowell, you're a singer and you want anyone's approval, it better be Simon Cowell.
True. Oh, yeah, definitely. Exactly. I agree with you guys on that.
So the acts that are going through from tonight, like, they slashed and burned, like we said. We have Eric Jones, the magician, Sarah Carson, and Hero the dog. We have Masquerade, the male singing group, Just Jerk, the dance group. We have Singing Trump, believe it or not, Damian Aditya, the escape artist, and Angelica Hale. So those are our crew that are going through. Who out of those ones do y'all see making it to the very end? I'm happy to start. I personally see Damian making it really far because there is a huge shtick to his act. He doesn't really do what anybody else is doing on the show right now. So even though there are other magicians and there's other, like, you know, danger acts, his kind of combines both in a unique way that we don't really have. So I see him going to, like, the final few because of the whole production value of his thing and how he keeps, you know, doing these things that are just death-defying, which is what sells on this show for sure. I see him going far. What about you?
I know I just gave so much talk about how singers always get the golden buzzer, but I'm sorry. Angelica is so, cute. She is unreal, and I think even if she doesn't make it, she's going to be a huge star.
She needs her own Disney show, like, yesterday.
Yeah, she really does. She
and like, that
I
smile.
I can see her doing that. She's so cute, and I want to give a special shout-out, this is not fake news, to Trump, singing Trump. I'm sorry. He's so funny. He's so great. Do I see him making it all the way? No, but I think he needs a little nice attention.
Yeah, he does.
He should just make his own YouTube channel.
Yeah, I feel like he'd be like an amazing like Vine star if Vine still existed. No, or like musically. That's his platform. Where's his manager? Does he have one? Because he'd be amazing on Musical.ly. Because Musical.ly is like funny lip singing dancing videos. Haven't really like fully adapted to that like youthful platform, but I think he'd be great on it.
I really don't know who could make it with this round because we have next week. So I want to wait till next week and see who.
I think we have a few rounds of judge cuts. I think there's three or four.
I'm not ready yet.
You're not ready. Yeah. Who's gone? Okay. Fair. I won't pressure you. Tori, what about you?
I'm going to agree with Liza. I think Angelica is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I totally see her winning, but I really am. When I think about all of the acts, I kind of want to pull for Just Jerk. I know they didn't really impress me that much, but I see their talent. And so I don't know. I kind of left a little.
She sees something in
them. I do. Yeah. I don't know exactly what it is, but I see something. So I'm gonna push for them.
Yeah. I think like when I think about Just Jerk, I can't help but like compare them to like that electric dance crew that Tyra picked and put through with the golden buzzer. And I'm like, well, you have them, and then you have them. And so like I think the same thing I'm doing with Angelica with like Christine, Tam. I'm like, well, which one's better? We've only seen the other ones once, so it's hard to say, whereas we've seen these ones twice now, so I feel like you start to grow more of, like, a fanship towards someone the more you see them. So, yeah, I'm excited to see all these acts go through. Very, very sad to have lost some amazing acts tonight, but, like, I'm really crossing my fingers that they do some sort of, like, bring back or, like, wild card and get to maybe bring a couple back, because there's always some fun surprises. Yeah, so who knows? So if anyone wants to continue this amazing conversation we've had tonight with any of you on social media, where can they find you to continue the chatter?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tori_Broussard.
And my name is Anissa Barr. You can find me at Anissa Barr with three R's at the end. And don't forget to hit that golden buzzer if you want to continue this conversation.
And my name is Liza, and you can find me on Instagram at Liza.Rubin or for some great food finds at Fat But Skinny But Fat on Instagram.
And if I wasn't too savage for you tonight, you can find me at Danny Gollum. You can give me hate if you want to. I'm open to conversation. So if you don't agree with me, let's talk about it. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.